I know Father's Day can be really complicated for a lot of people. You know, for some, it's full of love and celebration. For others, it's quieter and it's heavier. You know, maybe it brings up grief or regret or just a sense of absence. And if that's you, if you're missing your dad or never really had him in the way that you needed or wanted, then this is for you. I wrote this a few years ago when I was thinking about my own father. And you know, that strange kind of ache that comes when you'd give just anything to be annoyed by someone just one more time. It is, it's short and it's honest. And, if it resonates with you, I hope it helps you feel a little less alone. What I wouldn't give to be burdened by your company, to roll my eyes at corny jokes, to hear banter endlessly, to be embarrassed by you in front of all my peers, to be woken up before dawn throughout the years. What I wouldn't give to hear your unsolicited advice, to inherit another bad trait, addiction, or vice, to fight you for the remote, watching what you prefer, to listen to your stories, even if they all blur. What I wouldn't give to have you tinker with every damn thing, to have a song come on the radio and beg you not to sing, to burn another batch of cookies and offer them anyway, to hear you snoring loudly, annoyed from a room away. What I wouldn't give to have you encroach on my space, to smell your musky odor and be scratched by your bearded face, to be kept up past midnight, grilling in the dark, to help you with wiring and be zapped by a spark. What I wouldn't give to hear your laughter fill the room, to tease me about girls that I brought home too soon, to be able to cherish things I always thought I hated, to have fresh memories not forgotten or abated, to trade places with those still burdened by theirs, to feel all your warmth, your love, your cares, to embrace you tightly, asking you to stay. What I wouldn't give for just one more day. You know, grief doesn't follow the calendar, and it doesn't always show up the way we expect. Sounds or memories or smells can just unleash a floodgate of emotions. And that's okay. Wherever you are with this day or with your memories, I just want you to know that I see you. And I'm proud of you for being here and sharing this moment with me. It means so much. And if this brought up any feelings, just let them be what they are. You don't have to push them away. Be gentle with yourself today. You deserve that. And I'm here with you.